Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hi. This is Ricardo. I'm calling you, sir, from Opinion Research. I'm sorry. Oh, we are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out, sir?
Sure.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Great. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
Can you be more specific?
Well, that's what I have here. I gotta tell you this. If you think things are going right, I only got three choices here. Sorry. Are things going right track, wrong track? Not sure.
I guess we better use not sure, because I think some things are probably okay and some could be better.
Okay. No problem. Your opinion is very important to us. Okay, sir. What is the most important issue facing Ector County? Education issues, poor economy, poverty, high cost of living, healthcare. What would it be, sir?
I think education.
Education? Okay. Great choice. Okay, education. All right. How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor, undecided?
Good.
Okay. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy of Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I would like to think it would be better.
Okay. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job, or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned, not sure. How would it be?
Well, I'm fixing to retire, so I'm not that concerned.
Okay, great. Glad you're going to retire, sir, and, you know, get you some good rest. I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each Ector County excellent. If it's excellent, good, fair, or poor, okay? First question, being able to get from place to place with little traffic, is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Okay, I turned the TV down. Say that again.
Yes, sir. So being able to get from place to place with little traffic, is it excellent, good, fair, poor in Ector County?
We're talking about Ector County.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's good.
Good, okay. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'll say good again.
Okay. Availability of quality health care?
Good.
Good. The ability of culture opportunities such as theaters, museums, and music?
What's below good?
Fair. And the last one is poor. Okay.
Fair.
Okay. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
I don't really have any idea. I'll just say good.
Good. Okay. The ability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Good.
Okay. Public safety and low crime.
Good.
All right. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
I will say fair. I don't have much confidence in that.
Okay. Quality of the public school.
Only fair.
Offering job opportunities in your field.
Well, in that sense, I say excellent.
Excellent. Beautiful. Effective leadership from elected officials.
Good.
All right, three more. Public transportation?
I really don't know. I don't use it.
Okay, no problem. Natural beauty and physical setting.
That's gotta be poor right there.
Okay. And the ability of affordable housing?
Only fair.
Great, thank you. All right, one second. Okay, so now please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Families with children, would it be excellent, good, fair, poor?
Good.
Young single family?
What?
A young single family of single people, I'm sorry. Young single people. Sorry.
Yeah, good.
People like you.
Yeah. Well, I'm not young, so. But, yeah.
No, okay. Good. Immigrants from other countries?
You know, I don't know that I can, I have an opinion on that. I just don't know.
Okay. No problem. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Good.
Great. People living below the poverty line. Poverty line.
Probably only fair.
Thank you. Three more. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
Yeah, well, I guess good as long as that business isn't a restaurant.
Okay, yeah, great. Retirees? People of third age?
Yeah, I'll say good, but
Everything good and fair?
Yeah.
Okay. And the last one, racial and ethnic minorities.
Hard for me to comment. I really don't know. I'm going to say good.
Good. Thank you, sir. All right, great. How would you rate the overall qualities of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Good.
Okay, well, almost done. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life for Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Probably stay about the same.
Okay. Almost there. Economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many communities benefit are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County, sir? You're very familiar?
Not at all.
Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Well, I've been here a long time, and I'd have to say,
very confident.
seeing what Midland's doing next door and seeing what Odessa is doing, we're certainly not doing as good a job as Midland, so. What was the middle one?
The middle one is somewhat confident or not too confident?
Somewhat.
Okay. Almost there, sir. I'm sorry. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for the community development in Ector County?
I'm not.
Okay. All right. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership of community development in Ector County?
Isn't that what you did there?
Yes, I'm sorry. You're right. Very not that confident. Okay. How likely are you in immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, we got four more questions. If your opinion what is the primary reason that you and your family member are likely to move from the area? Poor economic conditions, family reasons, poor education, poor leadership, lack of entertainment, crime, cost of living, illegal immigration. What would it be, sir, if you ever moved from there?
I want to go somewhere where it's not as hot and not as dry.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty crazy right now, the climate. Okay, so conditions. Environmental concerns. Okay. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you got completed, sir? This is my last question.
Degree.
A bachelor's degree? Okay. Beautiful, great. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Okay. What is your age? I'm sorry.
65.
Okay, great. And lastly, do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
Okay, no. All right, and just the ethnicity? Are you black, white, Hispanic, Asian?
White.
Okay, thank you. If anyone in your household employed in a job or a job that is related to the gas or oil industry, do you have family in that industry?
That would be me.
Beautiful, great. All right, that's great. Is your annual household income 25,000, 25, 39, 40 to 74, around how much, sir?
Well, what are the other categories?
Okay, I got here 25,000, 25,000 to 39, 40,000, 40,000 to 74,000, and then 75,000. That's it.
Yeah, well, it's over 75.
Oh, wow, great. Are you currently, you're employed full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Okay. Ah, you're right. Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa? Odessa?
No. No.
Okay, we finished, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your patience, sir. I do thank you for your time. Hope you have a blessed day and hope everything goes well for you, sir.
Thank you.
Take care.